And as we know, today is the day that the pubs were hoping to reopen under the government's plan to restart the latest phase of the economy. But as we also know, it's not going to happen. The acting chief medical officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, said that international evidence that pubs have led to outbreaks of COVID-19 underpinned his advice to government to keep them closed. Prior to that decision to delay, the Vintners Federation warned it was a make or break week for the pub industry. So what does it all mean for rural pubs in particular? Our reporter Angus Cox has been finding out.
Angus, how are you? You're welcome.
Thank nice you. To meet you. How are you?
Come in. Come in.
Pat Gilmore owns Martin's Bar na Tíse in the rural Galway town of Ballygar. The business has been in the family since the 1830s and Pat has been running it since 1986. COVID restrictions led to the pub closing in March, but back then Pat didn't think it would be for that long.
At first, it was a little bit of a holiday, and as we thought, reopening around the first week in June. A few of my customers, we had a bit of a wager who would foretell when the pubs would be open. Naturally, I thought it would be open by the 1st of June, June weekend, so I've lost my wager.
The running of the pub is very much a family operation.
My name's Maeve Gilmore, and I'm Pat Gilmore's daughter. So I'm a university student in UL, and at the weekends I'd help Mum and Dad out at the pub. I've been collecting glasses for as long as I can remember. My room is directly above the pub, so there's been some late Saturday nights that I mightn't have been able to sleep. Since the pub closed, it's been very weird. Do you know, I'm 20 years of age, and like the pub has been open for as long as I can remember.
How many tables can we take here?
During the closure, Pat and the family have been busy getting ready to trade in a post-COVID environment.
We've repainted the whole area, we've redone the toilets, put in sanitising units, taken out some furniture. We are waiting to see about doing Perspex, but not Perspex.
Now the reality has set in, the pub is unlikely to open anytime soon.
If they say we have to stay closed in, so be it. But we need compensation. You cannot live in fresh air.
And is the argument, like for places like Ballygar, they're very, very important to the community?
Look, most of our customers here are elderly, they're of the farming community, or they would have been working at 5 o'clock. You'll have a few come in after work, they'll have a few drinks, and they'll go home. That's the rural scene for you. A few farmers might come in at night, they might want to know what happened to the local mart. They might want to know, is there anyone dead? They might want to tell an odd lie just to create a bit of atmosphere.
And Pat is adamant rural pubs need more support if they're to survive this extended closure.
They're giving us 2% reduction in VAT. Every business gets 2% reduction. They're giving us rates relief until September. Every business in the country gets rates relief. They're giving us restart grant. And any business that has been closed is getting a restart grant.
So what are you saying? Are you saying the pubs need something extra?
Exactly. I'm 66 years of age. I don't get COVID payment. I can count 20 publicans at the present time that are over 66 years of age, that have worked over 50 years in the pub trade, and they'll be told, well, you've got the pension, so be it. And that's it. It's terrible. It's disgusting. We have worked, paid taxes, paid VAT, paid rates, all down through the years.
Listening to the locals of Bar na Tíse in Ballygar, a town of around 300 people, it's clear the role of the pub in rural Ireland is as much about community as anything else.
Páirc O'Connor, I've been coming here for 60 years, was bringing my dad here and coming myself. Then I wouldn't give a sugar for all the drink in the country. So, you know, it's the company and the, you know, the atmosphere when you come in, everyone talks to you and knows you, and there's a bit of gossip you're hearing. And you have a couple of drinks and Pat will run you home, come out for you again in the morning to collect your car, and you can't ask for anything better than that.
Sean Kilgariff, because I've been coming here 40 years or more. You come down to this local pub here and not only do you know who's here, but you know where they're sitting. It's not the drink. It's just go down and have a bit of fun with the lads.
Because it's unique. It's a family type thing. They try to reciprocate it all over the world and they can't. The only place you'll see an Irish pub properly is here in Ireland, and especially in rural Ireland. That's what the Irish pub is all about.
Ballygar publican Pat Gilmore ending that report from Angus Cox.